We are learning Masechtas Erev and Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph, and we had the Mishnah on Machlokes Rav Yechonah Mebreika and Rav Shimon, the shear of two sudas. And the Gemara Maskana came out, according to Rav Yechonah Mebreika, it was a half a kikar was a shear of two sudas, which was a quarter of a kav. That means in a kav there was eight sudas, and a quarter of that, which would be two, out of those eight sudas is two sudas, which is a quarter of a kav. A quarter of a kav is that a kav is 24 bayim, 24 eggs. So a quarter would be, according to Rav Chavreka, six eggs would be the share of two sudas. According to Rav Shimon held that there was nine sudas in a kav and three kikar. Each kikar was three sudas, or three kikar, each kikar was one-third of a kav, which makes it eight bay, and that's how big each kikar is. And the Mishnah said that chatzio le beis hamenuga, half a kikar is for beis hamenuga, which we'll call one suda, because regarding beis hamenuga, we use a different process of sudas than erevin. So it means a half of a kikar, which will be a fi Rav Shimon, which would be four bayim, would be enough to be called a achil of a beis hamenuga, which would be called one suda for beis hamenuga. So according to Kamzal, the bottom line is this. One suda, according to Rav Shimon, is four eggs, and according to Rav Yechonah Breika, it's three eggs, is one suda. And you find a lot of time in halacha, four or three eggs, is telling this machlokes. So let's see the Gemara. Chatzil beis hamenuga, it says half of a kikar is for beis hamenuga. It means someone goes into a house with a nega, if he waits that long, his clothing comes tamei. V'chatzil chatzil v'sos gevia. And a half a kikar, let's say going according to Rav Shimon, that would be two bayim, would make a person tamei if he ate that much of tamei diga food. Zok the Gemara, Tana, v'chatzil chatzil chatzil, which means it's not only a half a kikar, not only a half a kikar, it's a half of a half of a half of a kikar. That's the time of Tumas Eichlin. That's to make Tumas Eichlin, which is one beya. One beya is enough to metama other foods. If this thing comes tummy, become other foods tummy. And that's according to Rav Shimon. According to Rav Yechonah Mebreika, it would come at the three quarters of a beya. Why is that? Because for Rav Yechonah Mebreika, six beyim is a case of two sudas. Three bayim is one suda. One and a half beya, lissalos a gevia, and three quarters of a beya would make tumas eichlin. So it comes to Rav Yechonah Mebreika, it's a little bit less. Three quarters of a beya, according to Rav Shimon, is one beya. And Tosfos, Taftai speaks out. And the Tosfos, the v'had amah chol duchta kebeya tam tumas eichlin, hanikra Rav Shimon. It's like Rav Shimon, not Rav Yechonah Mebreika. We know all of a shas. It's a kebeitzel tam tumas eichlin. That's going according to Rav Shimon, not according to Rav Yechonah Mebreika. So the Mara asks, "V'tani didom, my timer le tani tumas eichlin. Why didn't our Tana stops by chatzi chatzi lifsos agvia? Why didn't our Tana include tumas eichlin also in his cheshbonus of how much you have to eat or how much food it has to be to make tumas eichlin?" So the Mara answers, "Mishum de loy shava shiara la dadi, because in the Braisa says mevuyer that the shear of tumas eichlin is very possible." It's not exactly half of the shear of Tumas Gevia. Where do you see that? The title of the Braisa. Kama shear chatzi pras. How much is the shear of a half a pras? Which pras means a piece, which means a pras itself means a half a kikar. Half a half a kikar, which this is how much to eat to become puzzle, become tamei. So we said it's base beitzim. But how much, what type of beitzim? Base beitzim chasa kimmer. It's two eggs missing a little bit. Divri Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef, it's two eggs, the bigger eggs, little bigger eggs. And Shir Rabbi, a different Shir, Beis Beitzim Va'oit. It's two eggs and a little bit more. What's Va'oit? Kama Va'oit? Echad Me'esrim Rebeya. According to Rabbi, there's always, every Beya really is, there's 1/20th more than that Beya. So it means for every 20 Beya, you got to add a Beya. That's what comes out for your Rabbi. So that's by the Tumas Gevir. V'ilu Gavri Tumas Oichlim, which is supposed to be half of that, Tanya Litan Abraisa, Rav Nosim Rav Deisa Amru, Kibaya Sha Amru, that we said a Beya makes Tumas Oichlim, Kamaya Oka Kipasa. It's an egg with its klipa. V'cham Oimrim Kamaya Blei Kipasa. And Chama say, it's an egg without its klipa. And Rashi explains that either way, it doesn't shtim, it's not really exactly half the Psol Gavir. Because if you hold like Rav Yehuda, that Psol Gavir is two eggs minus a little bit, so then it's not an egg and its klipa. Egg and its klipa is more than half of that two eggs. And fear of Yaisi, that's beitza of klipasa soichkos, that's bigger. So then this egg should be kamoya v'klipasa soichakos. And if it's Rebbe, you're missing the extra 1/20. So it comes out that this price says it's 1/2. It's not exactly 1/2 because it says kamoya v'klipasa. That's not 1/2 of the shear of tumas gvia. And if you chomus, it's sure not 1/2 because chomus say without the peel, it's definitely less. So the Gemara is just saying, since in the brises there are mevuyer that it's not exactly half, therefore the Tana, our Tana didn't want to go there. Didn't want to go into half of a half of a half, because when it gets to that level of kebeya to make tumas oichlim, it's not exactly half of the thing on top of it. And like you see here, as machlokes, if it's with its klipa, without its klipa, it doesn't get involved with soichakoyis or chosakimer. Since it's not exactly half, our Tana did not want to get involved in that. And Omar Raf Bar Papa Omar Rav Chisto, Zu Devi Rav Yehuda Rav Yosi. This machlokes over here, if it's two bayim, this is the guy Psol Gvia, two bayim, that's minus a little bit, two bayim a little bit more, it's all going in Rav Shimon Shita. Again, Rav Shimon Shita, the way it's broken down is two sudas are 8 bayim, one suda is 4 bayim, and half of that is 2 bayim. So in the 2 bayim realm, that's Rav Shimon, that's machlokes, but Seichakois or missing a kima. Rab, but the Chum say, the shear of Psol Gvia is 1/2 beya seichakos, nice sized. Who's a Chum and Reichen Breika? Can we say Reichen Breika? It starts like this: 6, 3, and 1/2. So it's Reichen Breika. That's who the Chum is. So more says Pshita. So then what are we saying? Chum Aymrim. That's Reichen Breika Shita. So our answer is seichakos also lashminon. That's not mafurish in our Mishnah. Anything about seichakos? We're saying when it says 1/2, it means nice zaftig eggs, a nice size egg, but 1/2 of those eggs. So like upon him again, that's how we come out, and that's going to be the end of this part of the sugya. We're going to the new sugya of Sa'a, also with a lot of math, but just to recap this sugya, according to Bechem and Breika, a shear of one suda is 3 bayim, and according to Rav Shimon, a shear of one suda is 4 bayim. And it comes in like in Hilchas Kviya Suda, like Abi Pasav of a Kistin, if you some sheet, this is 3 or 4 bayim. That's what comes from the Mechlekes here, 3 or 4 bayim. So the Gemara Baita, Ki also Rav Dimi, Omar, Rav Dimi said over something, a story like this. Shigar Boinios Lerebi Moidia de Kundius de Menuusa. Boinios was a name of a person. He sent Rebbe a measure, a saw, a measuring cup that held a saw, a measuring device that held a saw. Moidia Kundosa means that's the name of the saw, from the place of Nuusa. And they measured the saw. Bashir Rebbe measured the saw, and it came out to Masan Vesheva Esrei Bayim. It was 217 Bayim in this saw. So now Gemara is trying to figure out which saw this is. Now, the Shiurim over the years got bigger. In the Midbar, a saw was this amount of eggs. In Yerushalmis, it became this amount of eggs. And then Sipari got bigger. But the Gemara is going to try to figure out this share of 217 Bayim doesn't fit with any shear. The fact of the matter is that a saw, every saw is 6 kavan. Every saw is 6 kav, and every kav is 4 lug, and every lug is 6 bayin. So if you do, a saw is 6 kavan, so 6 times 4 is 24, and every lug is 6 bayin, 24 times 6 is 144. So the regular shear of a saw was 144 bayim. That was the normal shear. Again, it was 6 kavim, which is 24 bayim. 6 times 24 is 144. And he had a shear of 217. It doesn't come close. Let's see the Gemara. How saw the Hecha? Which saw measures 217 bayim? Either Midbaris, if we're referring to the saw Midbaris, which is the first shear they had before they made it bigger, Kuf Mem Dalet Hava. That's 144. Vidi Yishalmis. The Yishalmis went up a sixth, which was a fifth milbar and 6 milgav, which means they took a fifth of 144 and added it on. They added it on, a fifth of 144 added it on. So how do you do a fifth of 144? So the way Rashi, we'll do it the way Rashi does it, it's a very simple way. He takes 100 bayim, a fifth of 100 bayim is 20, so it's another 20 bayim. For 44, you take 40. 40, a fifth of 40 is 8, so it's another 28. Now you're left with 4 bayim. 4 bayim, a fifth of 4 bayim is 4 fifths of a bayim. So it comes out 29 minus a chaimish, adding on to 144. What's 144 plus 29? 173. Pachos a fifth. So the Shir Mishalmis of eggs was 173 minus a fifth. That's Mara's Kasha. Even with Baris, it's not 217, it's Kuf Mem Dal, it's 144. Ridi Yishalmis, which went up by a fifth, a sixth milbar, but a fifth, a fifth milbar, it's a fifth more. It's Kufayin Gimel, it's 173, have you? Because you did a fifth more. It's called a sixth, because after it's finished, 173, then it's only a sixth. But you do a, you take a fifth out of 144 and you add it on. So it's Kufayin Gimel, it's 173. Vidit Zepiris, you add another fifth or so. Then when they got to Zepiri, after Yishalmis, they added on another fifth. So how do you figure that out? Let's figure that out also. So for 100, it's 20. For 70, remember, it's 173, a fifth of 173. So for 100, it's 20. A fifth of 100 is 20. A fifth of 70 is 14. So that, you get hit 34. And there's three bayim left. A fifth of three bayim is three-fifths of a bayim. We're not going to count that right now. We'll just speak it out, but the Gemara's not going to count it. So it's 34 plus 173. 34 plus 173 is... 34 plus 173 is 207. Now, it's actually 207 and 2/5. Why? Because 173 is minus a fifth, and now this is 3/5 more, so it's really 207 and 2/5. That's the much, but the Gemara just rounds it off. Since 2/5 is less than a half a beya, we round it off. Read it to Pirates, Rej Zayin Hava, but anywhere you go, it's not 217. Either it's 144, then it went up to 173, and went up to 207. Where did you get a number of 217? That's the Gemara's kasha. Where do you find the saw is 217 beya? So the Gemara answers, La'ilm Tzipiris. It is talking about Tzipiris, it's 207. Aye, how do you get from 207 to 217? So the Gemara said, this measure held also its chala. The halach is, you have to be mafresh chala on dough. When you mafresh chala on dough, it's 1/24. 1/24 of 207 is approximately 8, because 1/24 of 192 is 8. 8 times 24 is 192. So it's 8 plus. So you put the 8 plus into the Reish Zayin, so it's 215 plus. Almost 216, if you add the 2/5 of Beya, it's almost 216 really, technically. So Mara's Kash is, but still, it's not 217. Reish Zayin, Zolim Tzipiris Aisi, Chalosa, Shadi, Aisi Chalosa, and Shadi Lai. Take the Chala and you put it in also. Right, the Mara Kasha. Chalosa Kamahavi and Tamne. How much is the Chala? 8. It's 8 Beya. Akati Batzalei, it's still less, because it only comes out to either 215 or 216 at most. So my answer is like this. Forget about the chal. Remember, we have 207, and we had before, the Rebbe said every beya has a 1/20 more. So for every 20 beya, you have another one. So 200 is another 10 plus 207 is 217. But the only thing is, you still have to keep cheshvin. You have a 2/5 you still have to remember about, and you still have 10, and you still have 7 beya that had a 1/20 of it. So you have 2/5 plus that. So that's the Gemara's Bikash. Well, I suppose the Rebbe, you shall allow. So you have 217. You have a little more than 217 because you have the 2/5 of a beya, and you have 1/20 of a 7 beya, which is less than a half, but still, if you add that less than a half to the 2/5, it lands up like some kind of number. So it's like, it's a little bit more. So Gemara says that since it's less than a beya, we're not chashav. We round it off to 217 because it's not chashav. So, like upon bottom line is, how do you get 217? It's 207, like a Tzipiris, the saw of Tzipiris. And Oidus the Rebbe is another 10, that's 217. And a few extra, we don't care about. Tanu Rabbanan. Now that we know the three numbers, the Gemara is just going to say some kind of cryptic message about the three numbers. I'll try to figure it out. The three numbers are 144 for Medbaris, 173 for Yishalmi, and 207 for Tzipiris. So it says, Tanu Rabbanan, the Braisa says, saw Yishalmis. Yisera Medbaris Shtos. Yishalmis is more than Medbaris Ashtos. A six, which means a Shtos from the outside, which means a six from the inside. Milbar, I think, usually means the outside. Shtos Milbar, which is a Chaimish Milgav. Vishal Tzipiris, Yisera Al Yishalmis, also Shtos. They're also not a six, it's not a fifth, which we figured out before. But now the Bryce is a cryptic thing. Nimtsa'as Shal Tzipiris. Yiseris amidbaris shlish. Turns out the Tzipiris, which is the biggest share, is more than the bar is a third. So what are you talking about? It's more than a third. 207 more than 44 is 63 more. Now, what is that a shlish of exactly? It said that it's bigger than the Tzipiris a shlish. Yiseris amidbaris shlish. Shlish the man. Shlish of what? Ilim shlish amidbaris. How much is a third of the midbaros? Third of 144? Mechdi. Shlish the midbaros. Kama hava abar and tamanya. It's 48. Between midbaros and sepayri is 63, not 48. So it can't be that shlish. V'ilu adifa shisim islah. This is 63 more. So how are you saying that the sepayri is more than midbaros a shlish? It's not a shlish of a midbaros. Oh, v'el is shlish to yishalmas. The third of yishalmas. Third of yishalmas is 58 minus a third. Shlish to yishalmas, 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 58 minus a third. V'ilu oit fashis in class, it's more 63, it's also shtim. It's 63 more, not 58 minus a third, because 173 divided by 3 is 58 minus a third. 58 times 3 would be 174. Minus a third is 173. So it's still not that shlish either. V'elo tzipari, the shlish of a tzipari. How much is shlish of a tzipari? 69. V'el tzipari shlish today, kam ha'avet, 70 minus 1, 69. V'elu oit v'samach gimel, this is more, tzipari is more than midbar, 63. So still, it says it's more than a shlish. It's not a shlish, it's 69. So Amar answers, tries to answer. Elo Amar Rav Yirmiyahu Kamar. Nimtzas sa'a shel tzipari. The sa'a of tzipari, which is 63 more than the midbar, Yisera midbar is kar of a shlishla, almost like a shlishla. Its own shlish is 69. This is kar of a shlishla, that's 63 more. It's kar of 69. And he adds another thing, we don't know exactly why, but it says shlishla and its own 69 is kar of lemechs of midbar, similar to half of midbar, which was 72. But at the end of the day, he's saying when we said that the tzipari is more than midbar, it's a shlish, it means it's more than midbar is carved to a shlish of itself. Its own shlish is 69, and this is more 63. Maskelor avina midi carve carved. Don't say carve. It says it's a shlish. Don't say carve a shlish. Besides, 63 is not even so close. That's one kasha. But the word kasha is that says carve. Elo am ravina hacham. It's how you read it. Nimtzas shlish shel tzipari bevaoidos shel rabbi. A third of 217 means the tzipari shir to get with Eis Rebbe is 217. How much is a third of that? A third of that is 72 and a third. That's how much a third of 217 is. Is 72 and a third. 3 times 72 is 212. And then the 5 divided by 3, it is one third. That's true? How much is 72 times 3, is 3 times 70 is 210, 216, and then a third, 216 and a third. So like this, Shushal Tzipari V'Oida Sharebi, a third of a Tzipari, which is 72 and a third, Yiseira Al Mechza Shamadbaris, is more than the Mechza Shamadbaris of Shlish Beya. Because a Mechza Shamadbaris is 72, 144 divided by 2 is 72, so he said this, it's Tzipari, or the 217 Tzipari, is a third of the tzipari is more than half of the midbaros a shlish beya, one third beya, because they're both 72, which is one is 72 and a third. Half of 144 is 72. A third of 217 is 72 and a third. So the shlish of tzipari is more than the half of midbaros a third. So the word shlish means more than a shlish, means a shlish beya. That's how we're figuring it out. That's how we're figuring out what this means.